Hello everyone. Tonight's devotion title is Freedom. Psalm 127:1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." I would like to start this devotion by giving thanks to Almighty God for guiding and protecting us through this deadly pandemic. It's been almost 4 months that we've been locked down with limited mobility. However, the Lord blessed us with His Word through the broadcasts on Sundays and the devotions during the week. I wanted you to join me to continue praying for our president and all the elected lawmakers who are in leadership to take a stand for God and country, realizing that no nation can be strong except in the strength of God, or safe except in His righteousness. For the Bible teaches righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Proverbs 14:34. The secret of our success as a nation is the solid foundation that America have. John Adams, the second president, once said that general principles upon which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Period. I will avow, he continued, saying that I believed, and now I believe, that those general principles are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God. Meanwhile, we are, and we should be, thankful for our freedom. While we have much to admire and love and be thankful for being able to call America our home, we as a nation are rapidly drifting from its biblical foundation. Our zeal and the freedom to serve and to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ in our land is weakening. We forgot how we started and have taken the precious freedom that we have and used it to display unlawfulness and unethical means toward our fellow citizens. Abraham Lincoln said, I love this man, "We have forgotten the gracious hand which has preserved us in peace and multiplied us and enriched us and strengthened us, and have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own." How true. Friends, this country is a bastion of freedom. It is in our Pledge of Allegiance. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty. What's liberty? Freedom, liberty, and justice for all. Our forefathers paid a high price for our freedom. Some of them died for it, and we are not going to relinquish it as long as we live. John F. Kennedy said these precious words, "The cost of freedom is always high, but Americans have always paid it. And one path we shall never choose, and that is the path of surrender or submission." One of the men of God by the name of Bulwer Lytton said, "Personal freedom is the paramount essential to human dignity and human happiness. The people who came to the shores of America were people seeking freedom. The framers of the Constitution of the United States were freedom-loving people. America's name has been made glorious because her citizens are people who love freedom and want freedom for all people. The question is, are we going to keep it?" And tonight I want to briefly mention another and more important freedom, the freedom we have in Jesus Christ. It was bought for us on the cross when the Lord took our place. And there he canceled out the certificate of debt and nailed it to that old rugged cross. Yes, this is true freedom. When the chains of sin were broken and we've been set free, the psalmist wrote a song about that, and I'll read it to you. It's found in Psalm 124:7. He says, "Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." And in the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 36, we read there, "If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Dean W. Ing once wrote, "Christianity promises to make men free. It never promises to make them independent." How true. Ask any born Christian. He or she will tell you that we no more desire to be independent. We want to be the Lord's servants, to have a sincere and honest desire to please and obey Him. Our goal is to proclaim to the whole world Jesus' salvation and victory to those who truly believe. We know that sin binds, it destroys, it severs relationships, it separates families, and paralyzes societies. It leaves the person a prisoner and helpless, like the blind man who was sitting on the street begging until Jesus came and gave him eyesight. We thank God, who in His mercy and grace broke our chains, opened our eyes, and gave us everlasting freedom. We are presently enjoying it. Please listen to His voice in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." This is the Lord speaking. "Because He anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to freedom to prisoners." This is what He did, our Lord and Savior. This is what He did for all of us. And He wants us to live a victorious life. He paved the way for us. All we need to do is follow Him. All the resources of the Almighty God and His Word are available to guide us during these difficult times. We know He rules supreme, and nothing is too hard for Him to accomplish all that is good for His people. Let us bend our knees at this time and humble our hearts and be thankful for this freedom. In 2 days, we will celebrate Independence Day. It is a celebration of freedom for our nation, and especially the freedom the Lord honored us with, and to those who believe. Enjoy it with your families, and remember the price that was paid for our nation's freedom. And also, please do remember the high price that was paid, the Savior's blood that was shed as full payment for our freedom. Rejoice and be glad, and happy and safe forth. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.